I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Back from a long weekend. I hope you had a great one. I had a good one. Okay one. Again, one of those weekends where I rest. Oh, we did go to a movie with the family because of Janine's birthday, but, you know. Otherwise, it's just kicking back and relaxing, not thinking of anything. Well, I had to write a little bit over the weekend, study a little bit over the weekend, but I do that anyway. It's just a habit, you know. And when I write and come up with ideas for shows and when I study, I sometimes get so involved with what I'm doing, I start to create a mess. Used coffee cups, mini bottles of Perrier, Gatorade, Diet Coke. Yeah, you know, I got it all over the place. I don't leave behind half-eaten sandwiches. I mean, that's something that would be really terrible. But my wife, Janine, will walk by. As she's getting ready to go to work, she'll walk by and she'll go. She'll look at my desk up and down, give me the eye, and she'll say, "Don't leave a mess. Recycle the cans, recycle the bottles. Don't leave a mess." So she actually puts the green, there's this green bag. It's right next to me where I sit, where I just, you know, hand over fist drinking a soda, hand over fist drinking water, hand over fist to just throw everything into the recycle cans, the recycle bag. And so, I mean, even if I do, you know, even if I do clean up, I never fail to leave the table in disarray. That just happens. Everything's in disarray. My books are everywhere. My papers, all kinds of other stuff. I don't put those away. I just let them sit out. And so, yeah, even though I'm doing a good thing by getting the coffee cups off the table and getting everything up, my papers are still there. So that makes me messy. Okay. Yeah, I'm messy. I am. I mean, people know that I've researched this and realized that messy people are more the norm than those who are anal retentive. They're in the minority. We collect stuff. Humans do. Most humans collect things. And a lot of us hoard things. And we leave behind all kinds of reminders that we've been in a room or a park or even the car. Yeah, like car, my car gets cluttered from time to time. I got a lot of things in my car that I forget to take in with me when I go home at night. So I have stuff in the car, like maybe some papers or, you know, some bill that I didn't pay. But fear not, messy ones. Fear not, slobberinis. Messy natures in humans are a sign of conflict. That we have some sort of inner conflict we have to deal with. That's why we're messy. Everyone more and more are becoming conflicted, so more and more people are becoming messy and cluttered, and that's our. I mean, we're rational, we're irrational, we're logical, we're illogical, often all at once, but we're also messy. We're running out of places to put our stuff. Okay, we're running out of places to put all the stuff we accumulate. So, the pleasures and distraction of our mind or our work often works in opposition to the desires of the spirit and the will. So they say the creative people are more cluttered because they're always thinking about stuff.
Yeah, I'm thinking about stuff.
Yeah, if you're thinking about stuff all the time, you're cluttered. Your mind sends you ideas that, and then so you focus on those ideas rather than the piling up of most of your, you know, post-it notes or your books, your beer can pyramids, all those things recognized as, yeah, messy, but you get the idea. It means that you're a complicated, conflicted, creative individual. If you're a hoarder, if you're a person who makes a mess, but you know, cleaning up is the thing. That's the goal. But the problem, I think, is that so often we expect ourselves not to be messy or cluttered. And so we judge ourselves for being a totally normal, messy human being. Oh my God, I'm messy. That must be a moral failing. It's not a moral failing. Just remember to clean up after yourself. But in the spirit of all the contradictions I think I'm giving you, I mean, we embrace the mess. We embrace the chaos. We embrace the chaos in ourselves. And we might find an awareness as to why we want our surroundings to be uniform in the first place. I mean, order out of chaos, right? I mean, all of us have to take inventory of our stuff. Sometimes we bag our stuff. Sometimes we donate our stuff. Sometimes we store our stuff. Sometimes we're just fed up with our stuff and we send it to a landfill. So your landfill, we just basically move the stuff from one place to another place. I mean, That's why we do spring cleaning, right? We do spring cleaning. We have garage sales. We have other events where we swap and shop and make someone else's trash into treasure. Look at that trash that he's selling me. I will buy it because I like that trash. I'm going to buy his trash, and maybe I can go and do a garage sale so he can buy my trash. And it gets moved around from one place to another place to another place. It's like, I wish you could track some of these things that you sell at garage sales. Because they end up being like white elephant gifts at Christmas time. I don't know. But eventually it does get moved to a landfill where it gets buried or it's loaded and dumped into the sea. I mean, the earth is a big place to move all the stuff around. All the stuff that gets left behind by messy human beings. And that's the thing, right? Being a messy human being, being a person who leaves behind crap. We see that with chemicals from factories. They leave behind their crap. We see what happens when, oil fields, oil tankers, they leave behind their crap. It's toxic. And sometimes that can be horrible for the ecosystem. But many people will tell you that with all this messiness, with all this stuff we leave behind, we are victimizing the earth with our messes. And they will get militant. And in your face, they will tell you how we are making the earth our victim and how we are harming the environment. And they will ply you with the earth guilt and remind you of the doomsday climate judgment of 4 or 5, whatever years they say, AOC. We got 5, 10 years on us or whatever. See, these self-proclaimed naturalists, they act from a misguided premise that humans are unnatural and somehow separate from the earth. They will tell you that humans are the enemy and that we would be better off with less humans and more animals and plants. So then the question I have is why they aren't volunteering to get rid of the planet of their mess. They wish everyone dead except themselves because, well, maybe they're going to leave a mess. Maybe they are a mess. All living things use the earth, consume the earth, contribute to the waste that's the earth, that's on the earth, and many people manipulate their environment. It's human nature to do so. Life has an effect on everything around it unless you have a calendar that highlights it. Today's Earth Day. Unless you have a calendar to highlight today's Earth Day. That's why I'm on my rant today. Soapbox. About being a mess. About those who say, Earth is a victim and you're messing it up. You're manipulating it. Everybody manipulates the Earth. Everybody consumes and everybody leaves behind their stuff. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. It's Earth Day. Back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.